Play 92, it's Mark and Jess, and joined one final time by former MLA for Regina University, Tina Beaudry. It's election day. First of all, how you feeling on election day, Tina?
I love election day.
Of course you do. You're a political nerd. Of course you do. This is like Christmas for you.
Yeah, it's like my Super Bowl.
That's right. Yeah. So let's start off with, if people are on the fence about voting today, what would you tell them to, you know, encourage them to get out and vote?
Yeah, you know, I would tell them, how are you feeling about things? And so, you know, how are you feeling about addictions in our communities? Mm-hmm. You probably just filed your taxes. How are you feeling about where your tax money is going? Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about Donald Trump? You know, how are you feeling about healthcare and how we're caring for our seniors? How are you feeling about crime? And then look at the platforms, because there's some very clear differences between the party on some of those things. And your vote really matters in helping shape the next 4 years that we're going to have here in Canada.
So for people, you hear it a lot, especially here in the West, that say, my vote doesn't matter, it's all decided out East. What do you tell them?
Sometimes elections are decided by people staying home. And that is mm-hmm. a really terrible thing, actually. You'd rather have people at least participate. I'll give you an example here in Saskatchewan. I think the Metsnipi Dene riding up north with Bucky Boulanger and Jim Lemaire, that's going to be a tight one. We can't afford to have people stay home there because, you know, that someone will win because someone stayed home is really, you know, kind of a tragedy when you think mm-hmm. about the fact that people died for the right to vote every single day and here in Canada as well.
Yeah, I think you're probably like Jess and I, we've talked about it, where as soon as we turned 18 and we were able to vote, we made sure we took advantage of that and got out and voted.
Yeah, it's part of being an engaged citizen in our community, and all of these policies matter to you. You know, I talked about addictions before. When we mm-hmm. walk downtown, you know, how are they handling that? It's really important that you take the opportunity to both educate yourself and then to use your privilege of voting.
Okay, one final question for Tina Beaudry, former MLA for Regina University. I don't know if you do this or not, but who do you think wins the election?
So here's what I will tell you.
You're such a politician.
Yeah, that's
not
what I was
going to
say.
I totally knew you were going to rip me about that. Yeah. But what I will say is this. We will know by the time it gets to Ontario. And and we'll get some early indications. So if the Conservatives can pick up seats in Atlantic Canada, mm-hmm. that is going to be that is going to make things interesting. If, you know, the Liberals dominate Atlantic Canada and Quebec, it's going to be an early majority will be called. But if not, if for example, Ontario is really tight, then it's going to be a long night because mm-hmm. BC is going to be the kingmaker. And of course, their time zone is last, and so we'll be in for a really late evening.
Yeah. You could take the person out of politics, but you can't take politics out of the person, hey?
It'll be interesting. If the Conservatives can pick up seats in Atlantic Canada, that will make things really interesting to watch.
All right, we're going to be watching closely tonight. Tina, thanks for today and for the past 3 weeks as well. We really do appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.